This file is very simple and straightforward. All it is intended to do is take you down into a nice deep trance and make you perfectly suggestible so that you can work with the other files more easily. And that's pretty much all there is to it. So, I want you to allow yourself to be as lazy as you want to be, listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, go ahead and concentrate for a few moments on your breathing. That's right. Allow yourself to breathe slowly and steadily, just as though you are sound asleep, or pretending to be sound asleep. And as you do, imagine, perhaps, just how comfortable you might look while you're relaxing there, using the power of your mind to see yourself in your mind's eye, and then use the power of your mind to see yourself relaxing even more. That's right. Imagine it. Picture it. That's right. Now, while you're still thinking about your breathing, go ahead and make sure that each breath lasts the same amount of time as the last breath. That's right. Each breath in, taking just as long as every breath out, so that your breathing is very, very steady. That's right. There may be some variation. Some breaths may be shorter or longer than each other, but go ahead and concentrate on breathing nice and slow and steady. And while you're thinking about breathing, go ahead and notice the weight of your head against wherever it is that it's resting. And go ahead and keep listening to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, it may be that you'll become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing, but that's okay. You can simply start thinking about your breathing again, and while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you, you'll find that there's a simple rule, a rule called 7 plus or minus 2, and that means that most people can think of 7 things all at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of 5 things at the same time. The sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head resting where it is, how it is you might look from outside, and that's 4 things. So, it's fairly easy to think about 4 things while you listen to the sound of my voice. That's right. And now, I want you to feel your feet where they are. That's right. Feel them. Feel them where they're resting. And that would make 5 things. That's right. The sound of my voice, the weight of your head where it's resting, the way you're breathing, the way you look while you're reacting, all of these things. And now, feel how heavy your arms are. That's right. Feel how heavy your arms are while you rest there as you feel your feet. That's right. And now you're all the way up to 7. And it wouldn't be that hard to go ahead and add an 8th. I wonder if your mind's powerful enough to think of 7 plus 1 things. That's right. It's not that hard. Perhaps it's the temperature in the room. Perhaps It's exactly how you feel while you're lying there. How you feel, how you look, your breathing, my voice, your feet, your arms, how your eyes feel. There's another one. So many things as you listen to my voice. You listen to my voice, and you hear all of these things, and you find it's hard to keep track of them all at the same time. And of course, if you get all of these things going at once, you may find yourself scanning from one to the other very quickly, trying to keep track of them all in your mind so quickly that it actually feels as if you're thinking of them all at once. And in the world of computers, that would be called time sharing. That's right, sharing your available resources between several different tasks. Multitasking. You are attempting to do the multitasking that is probably at the limit of your own capacity. Very few people can go beyond what we've already covered. That's right. So many different tasks. And that's why some people can only think of four or five things, and others can think of eight or nine at the same time, because it's the limit of what their mind can do. It's a limit of their memory. And I wonder how well your memory is working while you struggle to remember all of those things. The weight of your head, your breathing, how you look from the outside, the temperature of your room, your feet, where you're laying right now, your arms, where you're laying right now, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. That's so many things. And now that you're trying to juggle them all in your mind, you can think how good it will feel when you allow yourself to think of the most important thing of all, concentrating all of your energies, all of them, onto the single most important thing of all, which is going to be easy, very, very easy to do. Now you're going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of all of the others. You're going to think of that one thing and how good it is to think of only one thing. Think of how relaxed you can be now. How relaxed you can be now that you are not thinking of anything else. How relaxed you can be in mind and body when you don't have to keep track of your breathing, the temperature, how your feet feel, how your arms feel. That's right. Imagine how relaxed you can be when you stop focusing on all of those things and focus instead on just one thing, and that's relaxing your mind and body. Relaxing it so very, very much that nothing else seems to exist, that nothing else seems to matter. Relaxing your mind and body so very, very deeply, that nothing else in the world exists. So very, very relaxed, your mind and body focused only on the task of relaxation and listening to my voice. That's right. And as you listen to my voice, you may find yourself relaxing even further. It seems that my voice relaxes you so very, very much, taking you down so very, very deep and comfortable and relaxed. And as I relax you and take you deeper, I'm going to give you suggestions. All of these suggestions are going to help you increase your suggestibility, to increase your ability to enter and stay in trance. Now, not every suggestion is going to work. Not every suggestion will work the first time, but given time, you will find that they do work. You will find that at times your mind will filter out a suggestion or two, and that's okay. Your subconscious mind is there to do a variety of tasks, including protecting you. And your conscious mind has its own needs and concerns as well. So at times you will find that your mind filters out the suggestions that I give. But you will also find that some of the suggestions are one that your mind is ready for. And these are the ones your mind will accept. And you will find these suggestions stay with you. You will find that these suggestions get stronger and stronger over time. And as your mind embraces them, it will find it easier and easier to accept the ones that may have failed in the past. Every suggestion that you find working will actually help you build momentum. It will help you have success more and more frequently. In fact, it will build your own suggestibility. Every time a suggestion works, it increases what your mind can do under hypnosis. Every time a suggestion works, it expands what you can achieve. It increases your suggestibility until you find that every suggestion is accepted quickly and easily. You will find that every hypnosis session is a success and that trance becomes nearly instant. You will find that just listening to a file will take you deep, that it will relax you so very, very deeply like you are now, and that your subconscious mind will be open, accepting all the suggestions that it is given. You will even find that your subconscious mind is open to every suggestion that it is given. This may not happen instantly, but in time you will find that it does. In time you will find that each and every success that you have will build on previous successes, that every repetition of a file will take you deeper and deeper. You will find your suggestibility growing each and every time you listen to any file. You will find that it expands until every trance is a successful trance, until every suggestion is acted upon by your mind in some way. You will find that you are suggestible, that you are as suggestible as you can possibly be. And you will discover that hypnosis works perfectly every single time. Your mind is drinking in each and every suggestion and embracing them completely and utterly. It is something that you already desire, something that you want to be a part of your life, a change that you want to make in your own mind. You have already had some successes in the past, times where hypnosis has worked for you, even briefly, little suggestions that have stuck in your mind for weeks, possibly even months. And this is all the proof that your mind needs that hypnosis does work, that hypnosis can make changes in how you perceive reality. You want these changes to work. You want to be suggestible. Your subconscious mind is going to devour each and every suggestion that it is given, soaking them up and acting on them more and more easily. And every suggestion that you accept will make hypnosis easier and easier for you. each and every success will increase your suggestibility, and as your suggestibility increases, the successes will build on each other, deepening and strengthening your suggestibility. Soon you will find your subconscious mind accepting every suggestion, acting on it the moment that it is ready to. And every time you listen to a file, you will find that file sinks more deeply into your mind. It is accepted more readily and more completely. And even the suggestions that your mind doesn't immediately act on, even those suggestions will be absorbed by your subconscious, taken in to be acted upon when your subconscious mind is ready to do so. That's right. Every suggestion is going to sink deeply into your subconscious, and your mind will act upon them as soon as it is ready. Every suggestion that works will strengthen your confidence and belief that they will all work, and those will help your subconscious to act on the suggestions it isn't ready for yet, until, in time, every suggestion that you are given is accepted quickly and easily. Your mind is finding every suggestion easier and easier to accept. It absorbs every idea, every word, taking them in and making them a part of you, and each and every success leads to the next success, making them come easier and quicker until every trance is deep and successful, until every trance and every repetition makes you more and more suggestible. That's right. Every single successful trance is going to make it easier for you to enter trance until you find that just listening to an induction puts you quickly and deeply into trance, until you get to the point that you can go into trance whenever you want. And every single success you have will build on your past successes until each and every trance is successful on some level, until every suggestion you receive is acted upon quickly and easily by your mind. You find very quickly that trance is a state that you can enter, that you can enter it quickly and easily, and that suggestions and trance are a part of your life, a part of your mind, a part of who you are. And every single suggestion is taken in by your mind, processed, handled, and becomes a part of you as soon as your mind is ready to do so. Eventually, you will find that every single trance is a success. And until you find that every single trance is a success, you will have this file. You will have this file to take you down into a nice deep trance and open your mind up. Open your mind up and make your dreams a reality. That is what this file is for, to open your mind to deep, perfect trances and make all of your dreams and desires, every hypnotic desire you might have, a reality, because this file is the cornerstone to success with other files, and as you listen to it and repeat it, trance will become more quick and natural, a part of you, a part of your life, and every single trance will be more successful than the one before. You will discover how easy it is to enter trance, how easy it is to let your mind accept what it is being told, how easy it is to have a perfect trance each and every time. That's right. You are letting your mind allow every single trance to work perfectly for you. And this file is a guide a guidepost along the way to help you achieve more perfect trances each and every time. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and everything in this file will stay in your mind at some level. Stay deep within your subconscious, being accepted more and more completely, more and more totally, until this file is true for you. You may listen to it once, twice, or hundreds of times, but in time it will work perfectly each and every time, and when that happens you will be perfectly suggestible, and all of the files will work for you quickly and easily. And so, go ahead and start waking up. Feel your body beginning to wake back up as you awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, your body beginning to awaken. Two, you find yourself more and more awake, more and more aware of your surroundings. Three, more and more aware as you get closer and closer to being fully awake. 4. You are almost there now, feeling very refreshed, ready to open your eyes and continue about your day. 5. You are refreshed and awake now. The suggestions that you were given will hopefully hold, and every time you listen, they will hopefully help you a little bit more. I hope you enjoyed.